Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez Moment right here on Blog Talk Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com/BarberZone or just hit us up at BarberZoneRadio.com. Hey, y'all, good evening. It's another Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. You're in the Barber Zone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking your time out of your busy day to spend a little time with us. Come get your head right in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez. Hey, y'all, today, got another little shot-related topic. You know, we were doing the mental health thing for a minute, but, you know, we'll get back to the things that involve the shop and involve our trade. So we got a good one. This is the question. Retail in the barbershop or the salon, yes or no? Is it a good idea? Is it not? What are the pros and cons? So we're going to We're going to talk about it tonight. You know, we're going to see who we can get on the line with us. A couple individuals that they were going to jump in and express their thoughts on this topic, and we'll see how it goes. So, but first of all, you're in Barber Zone right here, the man Chavez. Come get your head right, radio, BarberZoneRadio.com. Y'all, be sure to check us out. Check out the page. Check out the show. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Find us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can go back and listen to us on iTunes and also on TuneIn Radio. So we're trying to get out here a little bit. So we appreciate you. Thank you for taking your time to listen to the show. Be sure to like us, tweet us, share us, all that good stuff. Become a friend of the show. And hey, we appreciate you. Retail in the shop. That's a good question. Are we talking about retail in the shop for as, you know, just anybody coming to sell stuff in the shop? You got your boosters that come in. You got people that come in and sell food and clothes and shoes and all that stuff. Is that what we're talking about? Nah. We're talking about retailing products that your clients use, retailing products to sell along with your services, products you can also sell to other barbers and other stylists in the industry. So we're talking about retail making another source of income in the barbershop besides just cutting hair. Because, y'all, what do? We have a barbershop that's a free enterprise space that's open. We have that's open for entrepreneurship. We've got a captive audience, and we have products that they need. So we might as well go ahead and sell them in the shop. And what I'm talking about is as far as like shampoos, conditioners, astringents, combs, brushes, anything to maintain the style that your client has. A lot of times people aren't able to keep their styles that they have because they don't have the products they need to maintain that style. So once they come in and spend the time in our chairs or in our salons or barbershops and they get that hairdo, that style, they go out and they go out for the night or whatever function they're going to. And then 2-3 days later, it's not there. They don't have the same look. It's not laying the same way. It's not flowing the same way. And why? They don't have the products to maintain those curls, to maintain that moisture, to maintain their style. So they end up going to you know, Walmart, whatever, and try to buy products, and it just doesn't work because it's not the same product that you use. So, you know, so that opens up opportunity for us to be able to make additional income, because what you can do is you can go and you can have that product on your shelf, on your backboard, in your display case, available for your clients when they get done. So they're able to take home the shampoo, the conditioners, the shampoo, the conditioners, the moisturizers, whatever they need, the gels, the pomades, the sprays, whatever they need to maintain that style. So that's what we're talking about tonight. In the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Moment, right here. I'm sorry, y'all. I got some people hitting me and, you know, sending me texts and sending me messages. So I'm trying to multitask and take care of everything at the same time. So if it seems that I'm a little distracted right now, yeah, individuals are going to call into the show, and I'm trying to instruct them on how to do it. Hey, and I'll let you know how to do it. If you're listening to it from anything other than your phone, your mobile devices, your laptop, your computers, whatever, the number is 563-999-3404. Again, 563-999-3404. And just simply press 1 when it prompts you, and that lets me know that you want to say something, that you want to tap into this topic tonight on retail in the barbershop or the salon. Retail in your shop, period. Yeah. And, you know, it's an additional income. It's a way to boost your ticket price when it comes to your haircutting services, because what you can do is, instead of just offering a haircut, now you can offer a package, which goes with along with whatever haircutting services you're doing. Now you're able to offer the products along with it, increasing the ticket on your services. So if you have $20 haircut, $25 haircut, and then you start adding shampoo, conditioner, pomades, those are $5, $7, $8 a piece. So now you go from a $25 haircut service, whatever it may be, to $40, and you know, add that up every 2 weeks or however often you see your clients. That's a great income on your that's a great addition to your income. You know, a lot of barbers want to find other ways to make money besides cutting hair, and this is a great way. And what you basically do is you go out and you research the products that you're using. Research the price breaks, research the availability, and, you know, how often you can get it, how it's sold, whether it's sold in a dozen, whether it's sold in 24, whether it's sold in 50. Find out whatever that is. Get your price break on it. You know, go to your local barber and beauty supply store and build a relationship with them. And, you know, basically you can go in. Once you build that relationship, you can purchase supplies and materials at wholesale cost, and that way you can take it, and the margins that they're marking, you can mark that at your shop. You can make the money instead of the beauty supply stores. We're not really going to use any names, but you know, the beauty supply stores that are in your area, you know, whether they are major brands or whether they're mom and pops. So that's just a great way to add to your income. So let's see, you guys. Hold on 1 second. Looks like somebody's trying to get on here. All right, excuse me. All right, you're in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez Moment right here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone, or just hit us at barberzoneradio.com. The number is 563-999-3404. And we're talking about retail in the barbershop or the hair salon. Is it a yes or is it a no? So, yeah, that's the question. Hold on. Give us 1 second to think about this. Hold on. All right. You had a few people that are going to call in. They actually have barber supply stores and things. I'll give them an opportunity to shout themselves out. So let's see. See if we can get them on the line. Where to call them? Because I have a studio here, y'all. Well, you know, basically a studio board where I can see individuals calling in. And it's not going on. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. Try now. But I know you want to hear from more than me, so we're going to see if we're getting, let's see. That's the thing about live entertainment. Sometimes it doesn't flow how you said, but you just got to keep it moving. So the number is 563-999-3404 for all you that are listening. And because you have multiple ways that you can listen to the show. You can listen in from, you know, calling in directly from the number 563-999-3404. Or you can, you know, hit us up on Facebook. And when you go to the Barber Zone Radio Facebook page, it has a call in now. If you hit that, you can hear the show live on your laptop, your mobile device, wherever you want to listen to it. Or, you know, directly just go to barberzoneradio.com and click onto the show. And it comes up right there. You can listen to it on whatever device you have. But make sure you share it with your friends, share it with individuals in your shop, and that way we can you know, build this in the Barber Zone movement. Man, this show is about our voice in the barber and beauty community, where we can talk about what's going on, and we can share information and ideas and talk about our trade and how to be better professionals, how to have a better day-to-day operation of our shops and get the most out of our trade, you know, ultimately. So that's what it's about. So I like to try to pick topics that are relative to our daily life and our daily operation of our shops. So this one right here is one we were talking about, you know, should people be able to sell things in the shop or whatever. And you know, some individuals were saying, no, you know, and, you know, shop owners only, you know, some shop owners have brands and they only want you to sell their stuff in a shop. You can't be mad at them. Then some shop owners say if barbers sell stuff in their shop, if they sell products or whatever it may be, and we have a few individuals out here that, you know, that do have products, and they sell them, their hot brands and their quality products. So, you know, like we got the exotic stuff, and we got the Pacinos, and we got some of the hair enhancement companies. And some shop owners don't want individuals to sell things in their shop unless they're paying extra fee besides their booth rent. I've heard that one. And it's just, it's a two-way thing, you know, being able to sell products, not being able to sell products. What can you sell? What can't you sell? You know, does the shop owner have a brand that they're trying to push? Should you only have to sell that product? Maybe you don't use that product. Maybe you use something else in your daily operation of cutting hair, and you don't use that one. Are you forced to sell that in the shop? Are you forced to sell that product, or should you be able to be an independent contractor? Should you be able to sell your own the own product that you have? So, it's a good question. So this retail thing, yes and no, it has a lot of different sides to it, that, you know, a lot of different angles that you can look at. So, hey, that's what we're here. That's why we're in the Barber Zone talking about it. The number is 563-999-3404. You're in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez Moment right here on Block Talk Radio, blocktalkradio.com/Barber Zone. And it's actually just barberzoneradio.com. Just hit us up. Check us out. I see we got a couple people that have called in. Hey, thank you. Appreciate you taking your time out. If you want to tap into this topic right here, just simply press 1. Press 1 lets me know that you got an opinion. You want to say something about this topic we got going on called retail in the barbershop or hair salon. Is it a yes or is it a no? All right, I see we got somebody that's ready. All right, we got one coming from, if you're new to the show, the way I do it is I'm going to call out your area code, first 3 numbers, then we're going to get you on the line. I don't want to give your whole information. I don't want anybody, you getting any weird calls or nothing. So, but calling from the 314-706, you're in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez. Who we got on the line to see you?
Hello, Chavez. This is Rachel, the barber lady from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Miss Rachel, how are you? How are you?
I'm good. I saw your info. I was like, let me take some time and call in and give my opinion on this topic. It's kind of touchy. Okay. It's kind of touchy. I say yes and no. And I say yes and no because it depends on if you are a independent contractor or if you are commissioned. And how does the owner, like, if you're compensated for selling their product? So if the owner, say you're commissioned and they sell, so they, you know, they carry certain products in their shop and only these certain products. Well, if you're commissioning, you know, they push retail on your not so busy days, I think they should give you a percentage of the sales.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a yes. I think they
now,
should.
Go ahead.
If you're a booth renter, so you're a business within a business inside of a business, I think you should be very respectful of the owner, go to the owner, you know, get permission from the owner to sell your own products, and just be respectful of everybody else's customers. I don't think you should be pushing the product that you use, that you may recommend to your clients, to everybody else's clients. If anything, let them come to you. You know, let the other barbers say, hey, you know what, I don't have anything, like, you know, because I've had clients ask me, hey, Rach, you got anything for drying itchy scalp? Well, they may not have been selling anything, but I may have had something, but I wouldn't approach their client without them coming to me first. I just think anything you do, you should do in decency and in order.
Exactly. And I've always, anybody that knows me, I've always sold products in the shop. Always.
Right. That's a great way to make money when you're slow cutting hair. And I hate to say it, but we as in the African American community, we don't do that. And then we say, oh, it's slow. It's so slow. I had a slow week. But you could have been pushing retail to make up for that.
Exactly. Anybody that knows me, like, one thing I found that I've been selling for years is, like, the Kitty Kitty bump removal stuff.
I just used it the other day on someone else's client, but it was mine. But I let them use it.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Yeah, and I've been selling that for years. And then I found out that they had a class. I went to the class and found out about it. And that way I was able to become one of their distributors. So for years, I sold Kitty Kitty. I went around to barbershops and sold that. And, you know, I have shampoos, I have conditioners, I have pomades,
right.
I have brushes, I have combs, I have picks, all that little stuff, wave caps, because all the stuff that we do to our clients, and we cut, we're giving them tight waves. Hey, man, I need something for more waves. Then we want to send them down to the beauty supply store or wherever. Hey, man, go get this for your waves. So why don't you get it yourself? And if you buy a dozen, you get a price break, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And then that way you can make some money. You add that onto your ticket. Yeah.
Exactly.
And like that,
exactly.
I sell it to other people's clients. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barbers, we have to stop being so closed-minded. So it's just, we got to be able to open our minds to other avenues, to other things. And quit just being stuck behind a chair. Let's make some money, y'all. Let's be entrepreneurs, having more than one stream of income. And one way it could be done is everybody pitch in. Say, you know, everybody uses products, but, you know, everybody wants to make money and have it, you know, across the board. Everybody could pitch in. We've done that before. Everybody pitch in and buy a case of this, a case of this, a case of that.
Mm-hmm.
When we sell it, we all put it in the same pot, we buy some more, and we split the profits or whatever.
That's the way
you do stuff like that. So now, if you got four barbers, each four barbers got each of the product on their back bar. Or if you have a display case, it's in a display case, and when somebody buys it, you put it in the pot or the register or whatever it goes. And that's the way, you know, you get that extra income. You push the product, you push retail, instead of leaving the shop and going to work at Amazon for 8 hours, or 6 hours, or whatever. If you push your retail in the shop, that makes up for that extra little $40-$50 you're trying to go make at the second gig. So, yeah, retail has its ups and downs. So it's just, what do you want to do? You know, you just want to be stuck doing that, or you want to elevate yourself and capture that money that's already there. You have a captive audience that listens to everything you say. You're already going to tell them to go down the street. Why not spin them around and say, hey, bro, I got it right here for you. What you need?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. All right. Yeah, y'all in the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Moment, right here at Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Barber Zone. It's barberzoneradio.com. You can just go right there. You go right to the show, and then the show come on. You can listen to it. But if you want to call in, the number's 563-999-3404. You know, share that with your friends. Share that with your colleagues. Text them. Tell them we're on the show. Text them the number. Tell them to call in. You know, light my studio, light my little studio board up and everything, and let's talk about retail in the barbershop, retail in the salon. Is it a good idea? No. If it is, how do we handle it? If it's no, why not? Hey, y'all, the barbershop is free enterprise. And when we say retail, we're not talking about the dude that come in selling the clothes and the joints and the hats, and we got the old man that come through. He sell comforters and the 2,000 count sheets, and you know you got the other sister that come in and sell the shea butter, this, that, and the other. No, we're not talking about that type of stuff. I mean, now if it's a real legal business, yes. Okay, cool. We do support other entrepreneurs. Yes, we do. So we do have some ladies that, yes, they come in and a lady sells incense and car scents and shea butters and stuff that she makes. Yes, we support her. But the brother coming in with the stuff he got, how he got it, you know, nah, we not supporting that one. But what we're talking about now is we're actually talking about retailing products that we use on our clients. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about retailing things that add to our income. We're talking about creating additional streams of income in the barbershop. not letting the money walk out the door and go down to the beauty supply store or wherever it may be. We're talking about keeping the money in the barbershop. And that's the way, you know, we become more professional when we do that. We become, the barbershop should be a one-stop shop. You know, I can get my haircut, I can get my shampoo, I can get my conditioner, I can get my brush, I can get my wave cap, all that. I can get the stuff for my beard. They got the beard wash, you know what I mean? They got the bump stains, everything. You know, it's that simple. So and we got to change our mindset. Instead of being consumers, don't be a consumer. Be a seller. Don't be a buyer. Be a seller.
Yeah.
That's this whole thing. Entrepreneurship, working for yourself, is about selling. You're selling your skills. You're selling your God-given talent in a way that you cut people's hair and you make them look good. But while you have them there, while you have them open, while you have them when you have them ready to go in their wallet, people know when you come in the barbershop, it's about fellowship and spending money.
Yeah.
Think about it. They're going to come in, they're going to fellowship, they're going to come in like cheers. When they say, hey, what's up, you know? If they know when they get done with that conversation, when they get done with that interaction, that network, they got to come out that pocket. So while they're already in that mindset, add it on to them. That's like when you go to McDonald's, when you add, when you order your meal, would you like anything else? Would you like some dessert? Would you like a soda? Whatever you didn't get right there, they're going to ask you, would you like that? Hey, man, I see your scalp is kind of dry, man. I got this shampoo over here you might want to try. I got a, you know, conditioner. What type of conditioner are you using? Right there, boom, boom, boom. That's upselling. That's adding to your ticket. Like when you go to a restaurant, you see everything is a la carte. Boom. Okay, I got haircuts, then I got products. Boom, 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 what you need. And you'll find that when you start selling these products, the shampoo, the conditioner, the brushes, whatever, when that client runs out, they're not gonna go back, they're not gonna go to the store, they're gonna come to you. If they're used to getting their haircut on Fridays, you see them every other Friday. Yes. Boom. And then they come in on the eye. Hey, man, I need some of that shampoo you had. Man, that's working so sweet. It's got my waves popping. Man, I need some of that. There you go. You got to add, you got an extra little $10 in your pocket you didn't have earlier. You got a little extra income that you wasn't planning on having. But we have to change our mindset. There's no reason for a barber to be leaving the shop, going to work another part-time job. Unless you just need the benefit. Now, if you got extra family, whatever, you got to take benefits, you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But a barber in the shop working daily should not have to go and work a secondary job. When you have additional income that you're not tapping into in the shop. So what are we going to do about it, sir? What are you going to do? Are you selling retail or are you not? That oil sheen that you use on your client's hair, next time you go to the beauty supply store, are you buying one or are you going to tell the man behind the counter, hey, what's my price if I buy 12 of these? One, you're going to have to use them. Two, you get a price break. Three, you can sell it to your clients, make some extra little money. Because a lot of times, that extra little dollar, $2, $3, you add that up during the week, that's that extra little $50, $100. Well, extra $100, that might be your boyfriend. You know what I mean? That might be your boyfriend right there. So we gotta look at what we're doing, y'all. We got to change our mindset into being entrepreneurs and not just, you know, barbers behind a chair. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what we have to do that because we have opportunities in the barbershop that other people don't have in their other industries, and we need to capitalize on them. It's all about our mindset. Yo, and, yo, I see the little switchboard lighting up. I got a few more people calling
good.
In. Thank you for listening. Hey, y'all, share this with your people. Text them. Let them know the Barber Zone is on. We're on the radio live right now, 563-999-3404. And if you want to tap into this topic, retail in the barbershop or the hair salon, is it a yes or is it a no? Just call in, press 1, you know, when you want to say something, and let me know, and we'll get you on the line. We can hear your opinion on this topic tonight on, yo, not just cutting hair, but making retail money, making other money. I mean, we haven't even talked about going in and approaching a wholesale company and just private labeling yourself. We haven't even got to that part where you go in and you get it at the base cost.
Mm-hmm.
For the, you know, couple dozen. Well, nah, it's probably 12 dozen, 144 pieces, whatever. You got to spend so much money. And you can get it at the wholesale price and make the maximum money. That's a whole nother show. Because that's what a lot of people do. When you see individuals out here with these products, because I have a product myself. It's, you know, it's been on hold for a minute because mm-hmm. they changed up how I had to buy it. But, yeah, it's called Cool Touch. It was out some years ago. Cool Touch was a foaming antiseptic, no alcohol antiseptic. And, you know, I'm going to get back to it. But, yeah, you have to it takes a little bit more. You got to get your tax ID numbers and all that good thing and everything. But, yeah, there's ways to utilize private labeling to make money in the shop with your name on it. That's a whole crazy, crazy show. So, but, you know, thank you in the barber. I see we got somebody from here, right here in Columbus, somebody from the crib right here. And I'm going to call your first 3592. It looks like you want to say something. I see the light coming on, and then I see it going off. If you want to say something, hit that 1. And when it come on, I'm going to get you on right now before you change your mind. You know, I want to hear what you got to say. Boom. I got you. Got somebody right here from the 614. You're in the Barber Zone with Chavez. Who I got on the line right now?
Do you recommend selling the shavers? I mean, the razors?
Do I recommend selling the razors? Okay, first of all, when you're in the Barber Zone, you got to let us know who you are, where you at, and then tap into the topic. We're going to get to it.
I'm Sheree at Roosters.
You say again now?
I said Sheree at Roosters.
Okay. How
Roosters,
you doing? Welcome
Barber.
To the Barber Zone.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
So we sell Ed Jagger razors, and they're like $60, $70. Do you think that's too
mm-hmm.
high for them? They come and get a shave from us, and then we turn around and sell them shavers in the bowl and all that soap and stuff. That's like almost $100-something. Is that smart, do you think?
So you're actually shaving them. You're actually providing them a shaving service, and then you send them home with the razor to shave at home with?
We give them the option to buy it. Yeah, we give them the option to buy it. But it's like the brush is made of not beaver but some type of animal, and that's like $40 for the brush, and then they have the razor is maybe about $45, and then there's soap and stuff, so you end up like $100-something just for just to keep it up. I just thought that was sort of high. And not the turnover is not that great for that.
So you're actually selling the product to use at home instead of coming back to shave for you guys to shave.
I thought that was sort of on the downside. I mean,
yeah,
it's one of the
finest. Really, Yeah, but that's not really what we want to do. We want to actually keep the services inside the barbershop or the salon. We want the people to come in for the service so we can give them a professional service instead of them doing it at home. So not really selling the razors, but not selling the home. That's basically a home shave kit. Not selling the home shave kit, but you can sell the moisturizers to keep the skin moisturized and stuff to keep the men's beards, moisturized and soft. You can products like that are good to sell.
I thought that would be a better thing to do. But this company, the company that I'm with, they sell shavers and the brushes and all the, the five blade mock, but they're different, they're stainless steel, but that's hindering us from selling product if they do it themselves, to me.
Exactly. And it's good you said that. I'm going to give you an example where some years ago, Gillette approached us barbers down at the Bronner Brothers show. And they approached us and they brought us in and treated us nice and fed us and massages and all that, and then we had a focus group, and they asked us, what can we do for barbers to purchase our products? But what they were asking us was about disposable razors for individuals to take home and cut themselves. We don't want to take the services. Yes, we don't want to take the services outside of the shop. So basically we told them, y'all need to make us a straight razor so we can shave in the shop. No, we don't want to be part of this disposable razor thing because you're taking away the service that we provide in the barbershop. Us barbers, that is the one thing that separates us from other trades, is us being able to use a straight razor. So anything that's taken away from that is a hindrance, and no, that's not what we want to promote. We want to promote products that assist our clients in maintaining the services or the hairstyles that we give them. That's what we're talking about.
Do you like the herb product?
Excuse me?
Do you like the hemp product?
What is the hemp product? I'm not aware of that one.
That's the one that Snoop Dogg. It's for the male. It's for the hair growth and face cleaning and all that. Call him, HIM.
Oh, I think I saw a commercial about that, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of it, so I don't have any opinion on it. But if it's along the line of shampoo, conditioner, moisturizing, and astringent. Things like that, things that
but you want something
wellness
they can't
in the skin,
get, though.
Wellness in health. Say again?
You want to get something that they can't get. See,
exactly.
At Rooster, they sell Aveda. Huh?
Exactly. You want to get stuff that your clients can't get, but here's the other thing. You also want to sell stuff that your clients also are buying. That's like me. I sell the shampoo and conditioner that I use on my clients, I sell it in the shop. So if they need it, they could buy it from me instead of going down the street to the beauty supply store or Walmart or Target or whatever. So that way I make the money instead of they're making the money. So I have brushes and stuff. So if the little boy's little waves is popping, he want to know how to maintain his waves. Little bro, I got a brush right here, but you also need the shampoo and conditioner to keep your head clean, keep your scalp right, and also this pomade right here. You put this on your head, and then you brush your waves. So right there, you go from just a haircut to now he's purchased shampoo, conditioner, pomade, and a brush. So now he's able to maintain that style that I give him. So, but what that also does is, so now the next time he returns, now I know his scalp and his hair is going to be clean. It's more apt to be clean because now he has the products he needs to keep that style up. A lot of times we see our clients and they come back.
Do you sell that as a package? What for the first time user, like, you know, okay, little boy come in there, he needs all this stuff for his head to make sure it stays the way you like it, like this dude, you know, well, here's the package that goes with it. Do you sell it as a package?
I will, but I sell it as they need it. You know, some of them, a lot of individuals are uneducated on shampoos and conditioners and using them for your skin type and for, you know, whether you're a white person or you're a black person, you know, black people really don't need to use dandruff shampoos.
Great.
We need moisturizing shampoos and things like that. So you educate them and then you find out where they're at. And that way you find out their needs and you're able to fill their needs in there. Because, you know, he may have a brush. He may have some pomade, but he's using the wrong type of shampoo and conditioner. That's why his hair is flaking up, or that's why he has buildup. So I wouldn't sell him on it. I would just sell him what he needs, the new shampoo and conditioner to keep his hair right. So you do it for the occasion, for the client. But the thing we need to do is be prepared to have the stuff available for our clients to take home once they leave the shop or the salon.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
That's what it is. We got to start being prepared. Like, I have when I go to shows and stuff, I buy products, and, you know, I'm just going to say it. What one company that has a lot of products for men is Clubman. So I went to a show, and they had the new aftershaves and all that. And now with the uprising and beard grooming, they're able to bring more of their beard products back. So, you know, they got a beard wash, a beard conditioner, a beard balm. I purchased those, and my clients is like, oh, my God, what is this? So now my clients are eager for the beard stuff and the shampoos and all of that. And so now, you know, that's educating them, and that's raising their awareness. So now they're excited about, oh, man, you got this. Let me get that, man. That works so sweet. All right, you got that. Now I'm going to buy one for my son. I had a beard wash. And, Go ahead.
You know that beard oil.
Uh-huh. The beard oil.
That beard oil.
I don't know.
Yeah, about 10 feet. Okay, what I was saying was that beard oil is good for the hair. It's not good for the face.
Yeah,
it breaks down the hair.
Oh, yeah.
The nappy hair?
Your hair is your hair. One is just more denser than the other. So, yeah, it's all good for hair. But here's what happened. Guy came in, he had a beard. I bought the beard wash at the show. You know, I bought a dozen of each thing. I got a display case, put them in the case. Oh, what's that? Like, man, it's for your beard. He took it home. He used it. He found out how nice it was. He came back 4 days later and bought 3 more bottles. He bought another for him, one for his son, and one for his dad. Dude, this is great. So right there, I was able
now
to make this sale.
How many ounces is that?
That's a good question. It's the one that's the size like the aftershave. What is that, 16 ounces or something like that? Yeah.
16?
I don't actually have it in front of me, but, yeah. It's the nice size bottle, so 12, 16 ounces, whatever that little standard one is, but, yeah. And what it is, he'll be able to use it. Now he keeps his beard right for that. But here's the other thing. Since he did that, my other man had a client in his chair who had a beard. Oh, man, what is that? So now I was able to sell it to him and the other dude that was in the first chair. They saw it. Oh, man, I need something for my beard. Boom, now they went and got it. So what I do
now, what's
now
that,
I know.
That makes the beard
that,
sparkly.
You said to make it sparkly? It's called oil change.
Yeah,
it's,
you know how LeBron.
Oil,
oh, and that's what
that's
makes
called
it.
Called oil change.
Yeah, they don't sell that.
It's just oil change. You
see
that?
Okay. Yeah, they don't sell that in Roosters. Maybe I'm at the wrong place. Shoot.
Oil change, just regular oil change. Spray your beard with oil change, and it'll make it shine. And when TV cameras and lights and all that hit on it, yeah, it'll glisten like that. Yeah. Just spray some the good old ball sheen. That's a good start. All right, y'all. Y'all in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez right here on Barber Zone Radio, barberzoneradio.com. Find us right here, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. I almost said Chavez. /barberzone. The number is 563-999-3404. We're talking about retail in the barbershop. Y'all, check us out. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes. Tune in. Hey, excuse me. Be sure to friend us, like us, tweet us, share us, all that good stuff. Let people know that we're here every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, you're in the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez, you know, coming to get your head right. And we're talking about retail in the barbershop. Is it a good idea? Yes or no? I see we got some individuals holding on the line. I appreciate you holding on. If you want to say something, you know, just press one and let me know you want to add to the topic. You know, you want to share your opinion on, you know, retail in the barbershop. Should we be doing it or should we not? If you're a shop owner, do you allow individuals to sell products in your shop without charging them additional booth rent? I've heard from shop owners that say, yeah. They let you sell stuff, whatever, as long as you pay me booth rent, and as long as you ain't selling nothing illegal, do your thing. Then other individuals that, hey, you just paying booth rent, that's just for cutting. If you selling other stuff, I need a percentage of that. Okay? Then you've got other shop owners, they may have their own brand, they may have their own products, and they're like, no, you have to sell my products or you sell no product. It's different angles, right? You know, so which one is right? Which one is right at all? So, all right, I see we got another caller on the line from the 330-518. You're in the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez. What we got on the line with us today?
Hi, what's going on, man? It's Keelan Bilal. Yes,
sir. Good sir. Good evening. Hey, I looked at the number, but I didn't look at the number. What's up, Keelan? I know your number by now.
Right.
What's going on, good sir? How's it going up that way, man?
Ah, man, it's all good. It's a little cold out here, but, you know, we in Ohio, right?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Y'all having a very interesting topic going on tonight, huh?
Yeah. So give me your thoughts about the retail in the shop. I already kind of know, you know, where you're going, but I want to hear your angle on, you know, retail in the shop. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You know, how we handle it?
Oh, yeah, you know, I love it. First off, but I want to touch on what you asked about, what you were leaning towards as far as like your barbers selling in your shop without you charging them extra booth rent. Here's my idea. That's all fine and dandy, right? But I kind of charge a percentage. One reason I charge a percentage is because I know how I am on the retail side. I'm going to be about my business. I'm going to order and have my stuff there. Like, if you're going to have stuff here, it always has to be in stock. Like, you can't go and clients come in asking about it and you don't have your stock up. You know what I mean? So this way, if I'm involved, it's ensured that we're going to have that stock in there. If you're going to sell something that the clients like we used to sell Lay-Rite in the shop. But again, it was one of those things, like, first off, you're not making a heavy profit off of Lay-Rite because they start noticing their popularity and went up on the prices of wholesale. And then the barber wasn't able to keep the stock up. Like, wasn't really paying attention because, you know, he had a good clientele, and it's a little tougher to watch your product and watch your clientele at the same time. You know what I mean? So if your sales are going low, then who else is gonna watch that but the business owner? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're in the mall. wearing a mask, so it looks a little different. It looks, you know, kind of worse if you got shelves up there that's empty. And Sephora right around the corner, full of product. You know what I'm saying? So I like it.
So
you're looking
to eliminate missed opportunities. I see you. You're looking to eliminate those missed opportunities. Because if you don't have it, like you said, they're going right down the street.
They're going to go right down the hall and grab something similar. It don't even have to be what you have, but they'll search for something similar because we're in the mall atmosphere and they can't find it. As a matter of fact, Tilly's is selling Lay Right too. And that was one of the other things. Like, so we'll say, we don't got it, but Tilly's got it. How? Why would I do that? You know?
we're not doing that.
Yeah, not at all. I'm not supplying this major company with the business that a small business should have. I'm not supplying a $1 million company with the little clientele that, you know, we trying to hold on to. You know what I'm saying? They get their money.
Yeah, we
got to learn.
You don't want to send them nowhere else,
right? Right, so that's the aspect of that. But if you're not going to be able to handle it, then yeah, I'm going to take over those and take the full percentages of it. You know what I'm saying? Just because.
Now,
like, I want everybody to learn the business side of it, so that's why I don't mind teaching that. But so after that, we no longer sell Lay Right. We sell our own products. So I transitioned into giving incentives for us selling our products in there. You know, the barber selling our products in there. So that they no longer have to worry about inventory. They don't have to worry about inventory, but as long as we're using our products, people are going to buy. What you use is what people buy, what people purchase, because they want to know, I can get that style back the way it was. And the way you get it back where it was is using our products, using what we use. So I'll give
you this opportunity, man. Go ahead and let people know what your product is, how they can get hold to it, what you have, all that, man. Go ahead and let people know what it is, bro.
Okay, sweet. Good looking. So originally I'm an exotics distributor, team exotics member. So of course we got the Sweet Jamila in there for sale. Your blue water, Sweet Jamila is what is your replacement for your pomades, or it's a body and hair glaze. The blue water is a facial spray, which I use also as an astringent and light razor work. Your shave therapy, which is your 3-in-1, your post, your pre, your during shave product. And then I use one called Skin Rescue, which I use for after my facials or people who have problematic areas as far as razor bumps and stuff like that. that's the exotics line. That, of course, there's plenty more products, but those are the line. That's the part of the line that sells the most at my shop. As far as Excalibur Grooming goes, it's a full array of things. So we're kind of in the market of competing with Design Essentials, but catering more towards the guys where the ladies can purchase as well. So there's full line of shampoos, three types of shampoos, which is one is a carbon shampoo and conditioner. One is a biotin and vitamin enhanced shampoo and conditioner. The other is a moisture therapy conditioner, which is honey and quinoa. Also, like you were talking about before, because the beards are so popular right now, I have a three-product beard system. It's a beard conditioning system where you have a beard wash, beard oil, and beard leave-in conditioner, which can also be used in your hair as well. So then you have your spray sheen, not aerosol, because,
not a mist.
You know, just a mist, because as barbers, we inhale it so much. Man, I'm tired of all the aerosol stuff, so Yeah. Try to make one that's just a mist.
Nice little mist pump. No aerosol. Nice little mist pump.
Nice little mist pump. Yep, that's it. And then one that's a glosser that you can use and just get a crazy shine to waves or whatever. Your silk blowouts for the ladies, stuff like that. So it's a pretty vast line, man. Also, I have barber tools like razors and tool holders. Like I have a magnet, the chop block, which is a magnetic strip that holds your shears or your razors. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, y'all hear this. The barbershop and retail goes hand in hand. We're entrepreneurs. We have different levels of income that are available to us. So we need to be able to capitalize on those. I was hoping my man was going to call in, and because one thing I just got involved in is being a travel agent, having my own travel business. You know, we got a captive audience, and everybody always talking about travel. Hey, you might as well book your flights right here in the shop. So we'll probably talk about that next week. But that's a whole nother source of income. And Keelan, if you want to know, hey, we can talk after this. Because, bruh, I'm going to let y'all know, you can become a travel agent. You can start your own travel business for $30 right now. And right now we got $30 special, and it's $30 buy one, get one free. You can start your business, and you can bring your partner along with you to start your business for $30 total. Hey,
that's
you know what y'all can do. Hey, like I say, additional streams of income. Go to Barberzone Travel. You hear it? That's that branded thing. BarberzoneTravel.com. Go to BarberzoneTravel.com and click the tab up in the left that says interested in becoming an agent. You can watch the videos, all that good stuff. And, hey, it's all.
Take a look.
All right.
Take a look for sure.
How much can you make?
I'm going to send you the information. What'd you say, Ma? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
How much can you make from the travel? I mean.
Up to you.
A ballpark. I mean, how does it work?
It's unlimited because what you do is you become your own travel agent. You get your own website. It's like an Expedia travel website, and when individuals book travel through you, you get paid for it. So if you're the one that set up the family reunion and every year, now when everybody comes in, when everybody stays in hotel rooms, when everybody rents rental cars, all that stuff, you can get paid off of that instead of somebody else doing it for you. So I did it years ago. I'm getting back into it now. So now I'm just going to set the laptop up in the shop, and when we talk about travel, bro, go on over there and book your travel. They can book it right there. And just so y'all know, I'm kind of letting the cat out the bag, but I'm planning a barber and beauty cruise. Y'all, let's get on the boat, man. Let's go somewhere. We work hard every day, 24/7. We working hard. Let's go get on the boat. No haircutting, no clippers, no shows, no nothing, and just enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Right.
Let's go get somewhere and put our toes in the sand. But I don't care if you got ugly toes. I'm not looking at your toes. I want you to put your toes in the sand so you can relax. And let's make some money and have some fun and enjoy this stuff. So, you know, there's different ways. But, hey, look at it. BarberzoneTravel.com. Or Keelan, when we get off here, I'm going to text you some information. And, Miss Lady, I forgot your name with the roosters. I'll text you some information also about it. And, man, let's work from behind our chairs and get from behind that money, man. And like me and Keelan was talking about last time we saw each other, I'm trying to transition a little bit from getting from behind the chair and doing some more things that I love to do besides this thing. I'm working to have my barber and make my life a little better. I want to cut hair and travel. That's it. Traveling, cutting hair, and make money on all of it. So, you know, But y'all, and the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Moment, right here on Blog Talk Radio, barberzoneradio.com. Check us out, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. You've been here for a whole hour. You didn't come and get your head right, but next week, come check us out. And y'all, we appreciate y'all. Hey, right here, 563-999-3404. Until next week, y'all, hey, be good to somebody else, because when you're good to somebody else, you're good to yourself. When you put out good energy, you get back good energy. And, you know, let's carry that around, because us being barbers, us being stylists, we hold the power in our hands. People look at us like E.F. Hutton. They believe everything we say. We can breathe life or we can breathe death into people. So, y'all, let's be better people. Let's love each other. We got so much going on in the world that's tearing us apart. Let's not let that happen in our barbershops and in our salons, man. We got to continue to make our barbershops, our salons, be places of healing, places of positivity, places where we make money, we make good memories, and we make good people. So, yeah, at the end of the day, it's all about us. Be better for yourself and be better for others, y'all. Y'all been in the Barber Zone. Come get your hair right next week. Y'all, and we're going to talk about how to become a travel agent. But, y'all, I'm going to talk to y'all a little later. And Becky, I see you've been on here holding. And you want to say nothing? I'm going to talk to you, too, because I know you hit me up about it. And let's get this barber team. Let's make this travel money, y'all, because I'm just trying to meet y'all on an island, man, you know, somebody like that. Keelan, I don't want to see you at no more barber shows. I want to see you on the plane, brother. In your flip flops and your Jesus sandals, you know what I mean.
For sure.
And we going to get on. We going somewhere tropical.
Yeah,
hey, y'all. But thank y'all. Until next week, y'all. We are out of here. Y'all have a good one. Thank you. Good night.